Okay, and we are live. We are back learning Sefer Shavuos Machlisa, Bar Pinchas. One of the things we learned last week, as we always review, is that he doesn't actually want us to call this a sefer. This might be called a kudris, and you know, a little a pamphlet. This is sort of his collection of what he thinks are important and what he thinks are significant to know about Shabbos. However, he points out very, very explicitly and very clearly that he's not the authority here, that there are much people much more worthwhile, much more better suited to be learning about Shabbos. And so even though Pinchas was very humble and didn't want to point himself as the authority on Shabbos, this is a wonderful sefer as we learn about Shabbos. And we spent the past few weeks learning the Hakdama, learning the introduction to the sefer, and now we can explore his official sefer, the actual sefer of Shabbos Makasa, starting on page Yud, page 10. And we're going to share our screen so that all of our friends at home can join in with us. And what Pinchas is going to try and do today, after explaining that no one really understands Shabbos, no one appreciates Shabbos, and Shabbos is extraordinary and it's wonderful, and it's something that we want to engage in on a weekly basis. It's our opportunity to meet with the Kodesh Baruch Hu. He's going to say, okay, so what's Shabbos all about? How do we do that? We're going to try and get the tools to actually connect to Shabbos and to a Kodesh Baruch Hu. So we're on page Yud, page 10, and the very, very beginning of Sefer Shabbos Makasa. And he says, I was playing around a little bit with highlights, don't worry about them too much, but he says, Shabbos Kodesh, Nikres Bechol Makom Yom HaShvi. Shabbos is always called the seventh day. Why do we always point out that Shabbos is on the seventh day? And what does that tell us about what Shabbos is all about? What does seven have to do with Shabbos? We learn about this pasuk in Devar HaYomim, that we say when we take out the Torah, we say on a frequent basis, L'cha Hashem Agdula V'Agvur V'Atiferes, L'cha Hashem HaMlacha. And we say it at the end of Anas Miras. This is a very, very holy pasuk. This is very special. The Maharal, when he was writing his incredible works of Machshava on various Jewish holidays and various Jewish ideas, based it off of this pasuk, and which is why we have Tiferes Yisrael and Netzach Yisrael, all these pasuk, these midos, all these things that come up. And so we say in the pasuk that, you know, to you God is greatness and strength, etc. And then we say L'cha Hashem Hamlacha, and this Indian of Malchus, this idea of kingship, of whatever Malchus really is, comes from this pasuk. And he says, Munuyim betchila pasuk shesh midos midarka hashkasa yisparach olam. And so we see six different things. L'cha Hashem hagdula, v'hagivur, v'hatiferes, v'hanetzach, v'ahod. Okay, I missed one. Okay. And he lists all of these. Ulvasov, l'cha Hashem hamlacha. And then finally we say that to you Hashem is mamlacha. Zohi amidah shvi'is, midas malchus. And so the seventh, the final of this collection of midos that we're listing off in Devar HaYomim is that of malchus. Bitzarach levar, mahu inyan midas hamalchus. What is malchus? Umahi ya'inyan b'zeh shehi dafka shvi'is. And what is the indication, what are we implying by the fact that malchus is not, we call seven, it's the seventh of this list. What's the connection between seven and malchus? Bitzarach levar, and if we're going to be honest, this is proverbially Kabbalah. The lanu ain isak bin istaros, and we don't really understand much when it comes to Kabbalah. We're not going to try and get into. We're not going to try and explain Kabbalah, even though he did quote the Zohar during his Hakdama. Aval efshar levar esad dvarim ktsas al pi apshat. Maybe we can just explain very simply, very straightforward. Nothing, no nister, no Kabbalah, nothing hidden per se. The Alkopanim b'mashino ge'a lanu lahavin es inyan ha-shabes, shigam ha-shabes nikres malka. And really what we're going to try and do is we're going to try and understand what is going on here in the context that Shabbos is called Malka. You know, Shabbos Malka, the name of our Sefer, called the Shabbos Malka, Boikala, Boikala, that there's this Malka element, this princess, this queen element within Shabbos. What's going on there? What's it all about? Maybe we can understand that to some extent. Al Shem HaMalkus, that there's this level of kingship, and what in the world are we saying that Shabbos is number seven? And so in order to understand Malchus, we're going to look at various other midos achesed, and we're going to see that really in every mida, any character trait or any expression in the world that we may have, there are really two elements happening. There's the koach. There's the potential in physics. There are very little physics, I remember, but in physics, you have this concept of potential energy and kinetic energy. Potential energy is before you've done anything, before there's been any movement. It's how much movement could you potentially have, the potential energy, and in and when it's actually moving, if it's reached the climax or as it's moving along, it's in the kinetic energy. So the example that I learned, at least in when it comes to roller coasters, is a roller coaster sort of shoots you out all the way up the top of a hill and top of a slope, and then you go down. And so when you're at the bottom, before you've been shot out, you're full of potential energy. It's all potential. You're not actually moving yet. And when you've been shot out and you're all moving, you're at the top, you've pushed as far as you possibly can. There's no more potential energy and you're all in the kinetic energy. You're all in the actual, it's actually happening, it's moving. And so Rapinkus explains that there are two elements of every media that we have. There's an element of the koach of potential and the foal kinetic, where it's actually happening. Kini lamasho. And so we're going to give an example of someone who wants to do chesed. Midasach chesed itzol b'nei adam kasher tisbonin tira shemidasach chesed nechlachet l'shnayim. Really, chesed is a two-part gig. Hashi'ifa v'havavana v'haratzon shal chesed, the person who thinks about it and who wants to and has that desire, that pull to do chesed. V'ashenis hakoach la'asos chesed, but the actual capacity to do chesed. Yesh anel ashim she'ohavim esach chesed b'chol nafsham. They love chesed with all their hearts. Tamid choshvim esach kach v'kach. Oh, I'm going to do this, I'm going to do that. They've got lots and lots of ideas. Etein kach v'kach. I'm going to give money to this or that. If only I had the means. I don't have the money right now. I once commented to a friend of mine, Rabbi Asher Becker, who is a very, very intelligent, now he's not so young, but a very, very intelligent young rabbi. I told him that, you know, I want to publish your first sefer. And I didn't have the money at the time. I assumed, you know, when it's time for him to write a sefer, I'll have some money. And he's like, actually, I've already written two sfarim that I'd like to publish. I was like, oh, I'm a sophomore in college. I can't do that. So sometimes we want to do things. We want to do chesed. We want to put things into the world. Our bekoach is very strong, but we don't have the capacity. We don't have the money. Our poal is very weak. And so we say, if only I had. And we say, aval kasher magia davar lamaisa, when it actually comes to do it, in a mosim esach chesed before, we're not actually doing it. Mipnei shezit zug far midelatzma. It's two separate things, wanting to do it and actually being able to do it, having the time, the intelligence, or the money to do this chesed. But when you have a person who might be very affluent, they're really well to do when it comes to money, and so you have someone, a gabbat tzedakah comes around, and you need to appeal to the person. Mamash mislahev. And they're like, this is the most incredible stock organization I've ever heard of. I gotta give money. He tells the person, you know, coming and making the ask, I'm gonna give you so much money. I'm so interested in this endeavor. But that excitement, that fire to do chesed, it was totally genuine. And maybe this rich individual, she's going to her neighbors and to her friends and saying, you got to get to this chesed organization. It is incredible. And she's so excited. She's so committed. She's so enthused. And she fully intends to give this tzedakah. It's all real. It's all genuine. She fully intends to do so. Amnam the marcharas by the next day. When it comes time to write the check, he apologetically pushes off the person who needed the money and says, I'm sorry, I don't have it at the moment. But promises, I really, without question, as soon as I have the money, I'm going to give it to you. It's just a little bit tight right now. And pushes it off and off and off. Not because she regrets having made the commitment. Lo shehit charet afilu l'rega echad milaseis, ela pashut kashulo lo tiyas hakesef ameyakis. It's just difficult for her. Maybe there's enough money in the bank account. The person promised to give $10,000, and there is $10,000 in the account, but it's just so hard for him or her to say, oh, what if I need it? And, you know, what if we're in trying economic times? Maybe I'll need this money for something else. And so he or she has the capacity, has the money, and really could and really wants to, but just can't bring themselves to actually sign the check. Shigam zu midil atma. This in and of itself is a midah. Hakoach lasis before. Not just having the money, not just having the want, but actually being able to do it. Harisha inyan mischalek l'shnayim. It's a two-part thing. It's a bifurcated process, if you will. Avana v'aratzon lasos chesed. Maybe you need to understand how to do chesed and what you need to do for chesed. You need to have the desire to do chesed. Hakoach l'maisa lasos chesed. And the actual ability, whether it's the ability to commit the time, whether it's the money, or whether it's just physically being able to sign the check and pull yourself from the money that you feel so close to. Jalamaisa hu olam la'atma, it's its own thing. Umashi nivdel habekoach milamaisa, and how are these two different? Is the potential and the kinetic different? Lefamim mipnei she'chasar koach la'asus ha'chesed, kamo b'mashal she'izkano. Maybe sometimes we don't have the capacity, we don't have the money, the time, or the ability to do the chesed. And sometimes we don't have the ability to do it. When you're someone who really wants to give, and knows how to give and has the money to give, or maybe the person doesn't have the money, but they don't have the inner ability to give something away that they feel they might need. And so there's this double-sided coin, this double battle that needs to take place. Two things need to fit in line, both the bekoach, the potential, and the kinetic habefoa. And there's always a distance between them. The tamid yesh revach b'neihem, amida atman areres as any bekoach, and that mida itself might make us want to do it. V'akakach b'habefoa, and then there's going to be that other element of actually being able to accomplish it. Moving to the next paragraph, we say v'chach hu gam l'mashal b'minas ha'gvura. And so maybe we can appreciate, we can understand how it works and what it looks like when it comes to the midah of gvura. But what about the midah of chesed? What about the midah of gvura? Maybe it's just when it comes to giving, and only giving is something that needs to be bifurcated. But all other midos can be done really with one action, one desire, one midah. And so he says, let's look at it from a gvura perspective. When it comes to gvura, v'hinei adam shekoev lo al ha'et itzarek b'mida, a person looks out in the world, and this is unfortunately in Yonad Yoma, and says the world is not right. Things are messed up. We're not going to go any further. I don't want to get myself in trouble. But looks out in the world and says the world is clearly a mess. We need to do something about it. V'ro'a eik sheyesh gazlanu mecham sanim, and sees that there are people who are stealing, who are acting inappropriately, who are not doing the appropriate things. V'libo r'teyach b'kibur al-kach, and the person is so upset that people who are supposed to be honorable and not being honorable, people who are supposed to be supportive and not being supportive. And the person wants to do something about it. But has no capacity to make a change. The person has that gvura, that uprightness, that structure, the desire for things to be right and good. And has that feeling and that excitement and that desire for goodness. But has no capacity to actually do anything about it. This person is full and there's packed up of all these wonderful midos. This person has the potential, but not the kinetic, has the koach, but not the poel. This person wants to actually make it happen, but can't. Second line of the paragraph, via hayom umesoveves hashkacha halyona shi nasa melech medina. And then one day, someone knocks on their door and says, "We just want to let you know that the king just passed away, and you're actually a distant relative, and we're going to make you king." This person who has such a strong desire to create justice in the world, in the country, and one day this person becomes the king. Umeata niftuchu lefanav utsaris melachim ubekoko meata lasos kaset. And now this person's got tons of wealth, and this person has tons of capacity. This person is the king. And the police force, the army is within his control. And this person can make sure that the police force are doing the right things and make sure that the army is doing the right things and can make sure that they are enforcing goodness, yashrus, in the country. And he does it. Actually, he takes his idea and makes it happen. What changed? What's different? That now this person is making goodness in the world, is actually affecting good in the world. What's changed from who he was last week to who he is today? why today is he able to do chesed? Why today is he able to create justice in the world, which he could not do previously? Did he suddenly become someone who wants to do chesed, someone who cares a lot about justice and tzedek? Lo v'lo, of course not. This person had dreams of doing chesed, of gvura. This person already had that within him. Didn't have the ability to actually make it happen. But that which has happened now, that which the person actually became the melech, he midas hamalchus, that we call malchus, this midah of malchus, hainu hakoach lahotzias hamidas hanalos shehayu yutamid etzah melech el hapoel. And this midah of malchus, of becoming the king, gives the person the capacity to make it happen. A lot of us might exist in the world of koach, that we want to do things, but we don't actually have the lamaisa way of making it happen. We exist in the potential, but not in the kinetic. And the midah of malchus is what brings a person the ability, the capacity to actually make it happen, to make it real, to bring it to fruition. And the example that Rav Pinchas gave is this guy who wants to do it and can't, once he becomes king and has the money and has the power, can actually make all those things happen. Now we have an example that Chazal give, really from Tanakh, from Shmuel Beis, that, just to give context for a moment, that, you know, if you spend time learning Shmuel Beis, it's a fascinating story about how Shaul HaMelech is king, but then Shmuel tells Shaul that you're not really going to be king anymore. Kodesh Baruch Hu no longer wants you, and David HaMelech, now you're going to be king. And now David is king. However, David is crowned king. He's given the Shemar HaMishka, the Shmuel HaNavi pours the anointing oil over him, and he is now officially the king. However, no one knew he was king. It wasn't well known in the country that David HaMelech had become king. And so there's a story that Chazal bring up in the Gemara Masechet Megillah on Daf Yudalid that David HaMelech wanted to kill Naval. Naval, the husband of this woman named Abigail. Naval was Moreh B'Malchus. David wanted Naval to do something, and Naval didn't do it. And so Kishu David HaMelech Amar L'Avigail Al Naval Shemoreh B'Malchus Hu Amar L'Avigail. Abigail said, David HaMelech, you can't kill my husband Naval. And I'll tell you why you can't kill my husband Naval. Because Adayin Lo Yatza Tivecha Ba'olam. Thus far, this is the Pasuk in Melachim in Shmuel Beis, thus far your seal has not gone out in the world. Your kingship, it's not clear yet that you are the Melech. Hainu Af Al Pi Shedavid Nimshach Kfar B'Shem HaMishka Liyos Melech Al Yedei Shmuel HaNavi. Even though he was crowned king, he is the king, halakhically. Al Pi Hashem, through Shmuel HaNavi, through Kodesh Baruch Hu, O Nefesh Adayin Melech B'Fo. He's not yet a befall king. The koach he is, but befall in actuality, he's not yet the king. Shem mitzioso shalamelech he shem molech v'koach malchuso mashpia ahanasa v'medina. David Melech wasn't in the palace. He didn't have armies after him. He was not the king yet. Shezuba etzem kol ikar mahuso shalamalchus. And so David, when he instructed Naval to do something, Naval did not listen. Naval was not being mori b'malchus, argues Abigail, because David HaMelech was not fully the king. He had not actualized that which makes him into a king. Because a king only exists, Malchus only exists, when you actually have the capacity to do something about it. Zo b'chin achas m'ein midas ha-malchus, ha-muskera pasuk ha-nal, v'hu mi'yesodas ha-Torah. And this is one element of this idea of Malchus. And this really is one of the foundations of the Torah. She'achas m'midosa b'yisparach hi midas Malchus. That one of the midos of a Kadosh Baruch Hu is that a Kadosh Baruch Hu is our king. V'zu ichor tachlis ko binyan ha'olam, and that's really why the creation of the world existed. Chetigala malchuso yisparach olam, that a Kadosh Baruch Hu's malchus should be revealed to the world. We don't daven that a Kadosh Baruch Hu's netzach should be revealed to the world. We don't daven that a Kadosh Baruch Hu's tiferah should be revealed to the world. Or it's chesed, or it's gvura. We daven that a Kadosh Baruch Hu's malchus should be revealed to the world. We want malchus shamayim. Behind you, it's lemi yisparach. It's lo yisparach by a Kadosh Baruch Hu, hare habekoach hu betachas hashlemus. The bekoach, Kadosh Baruch Hu, is a complete individual, a complete entity. For it's sonu yisparach lahativ hu bli gvul. And Kadosh Baruch Hu just wants to give to us. Kadosh Baruch Hu is like a grandma, a bubby, just wants to give to creations, to Bnei Yisrael. Vilu habefoal shel kol midos, dahainu amidas hanikres malchus, kava hashem yisparach shem bipnei chateinu tehe chasera. But if we're not crowning Kadosh Baruch Hu king, if it's not clear that God is the Melech, then there's no befall. There's no capacity. There's no way to take the energy from the potential to the kinetic, to take the kokos of a Kadosh Baruch Hu, of being tov v'mita, of being good and kind and loving, and wanting to do for us. There's no way for that malchus to come into actuality. There's no way for God to give those things to us. Nikres midazu, shkina hakdusha, the resting of holiness. Hainu masha shokani tanu umeti v'lanu b'fal. When we talk about a Kodesh Baruch Hu as actually being able to do things for us, of being able to create goodness for us, we call that the shkina. That's resting amongst us. Bezeh inyan shkinta b'kalusa. And that's why we say, not that a Kodesh Baruch Hu per se is in galus, but that the shkina is in galus. The shkina is in exile. Bezeh kol tefila losinu v'shifinu ba'ulam. And that's really what we're davening for. That's what our tefillos are. That's what our desires for. That's the purpose of all creation. To reveal God's kingship in the world. That God's malchus should be revealed in the world. That God's capacity for making things happen in real time, in actuality, befoel, that God's chesed is tiferes should come true. That malchus should be fully expressed in this world. Halakha l'maisa, that it could actually happen. The az, and then, like we say in a l'shem yichud, for those who say l'shem yichuds, we say kucha brichu ushkinte. L'shem yichud kucha brichu ushkinte, for the purpose of the yichud of a Kodesh Baruch Hu, of the individualization, of the recognition of a Kodesh Baruch Hu. Hainu midus shel Hashem yisbarach shel tov v'chesed bli tach. That Kodesh Baruch Hu is all of the six previous meters, all of the capacity of a Kodesh Baruch Hu, his bekalach, his potential. Ushkinte, and the Shechina, the dwelling, habefoel halamaisa shel hamidos ba'olamenu. That's the actuality. That's when it can come to fruition. When there's a Shechina resting between the Jewish people and a Kodesh Baruch Hu, then a Kodesh Baruch Hu can affect all good that Kodesh Baruch Hu wants to give to us. Yihu mu'uchadim mi'uchadim b'tachlis ha'yichud. And the desire, the tefillah of the L'shem Yichud, our desire is that both the Kucha Brichu, the potential, the koach, and the desire that a Kodesh Baruch Hu has should be actualized in the kinetic, in the befoel, in what we call the Shechina. And with our last paragraph, oh no, we have two more paragraphs. But with Pasuk Atzmo Yeshadai, and we can actually see this in the Pasuk itself. Madik Stiv Pam Nosevis Lacha. It's a Hamamlacha. We say Lacha Shem Abdullah Vagur Vatifaris Vanitzak Vahod. And then we say, Lacha Hashem HaMelacha. There's a second Lacha. We interrupt it for that seventh Midah. Why do we interrupt for that seventh Midah? Hayetzorach Liftov Ki Koba Shemayim Ha'aretz V'Hamelacha. We should just continue into HaMelacha. Aval Ha'inyan Sheham HaMelacha In Arak Midah Michlal HaMidos B'Sof HaShor. It's not that Malchus is just the seventh of this order of Midos. Rather, El Shehi HaShlemus Shal Kol Achas V'Achas Mehen. Rather, we have all these six Midos, and Malchus is the culmination, the completion of these midos. Ukilu kasuv l'cha Hashem Abdullah. It's as if we wrote to God, to you is gedula, v'hamamlacha shel gedula, and there's a mamlacha of gedula, that God's greatness, there's a malchus element of it. Hagvura v'hamamlacha shel gvura, and God, you are strong, and there's a malchus of gvura. You have these midos of gvula and gvura and tiferes, and all those things can go from the kalach to the poel, can become actualized through malchus, v'chein kulam, for all of them. That's what the seventh is all about. The kingship, the mamlacha, is the actualization of these midos. To make all those real. And the previous six, those are all attributes, those are all desires, those are maybe internal abilities, but are not actualized. The only time that it will see it actualized is when we Hakadosh Baruch Hu is the Melech. Va'avein she'al befoel she'al gedula va'befoel she'al gevura she'mitzat echa l'chora he'midas nifrados. And take it one step further, it's seemingly chesed or gedula and gevura are separate things, and they should not come together. Ava mitzad sheni ain't okay, but that's not really true. Ela kach mahusa v'kocha she'al malchus. What malchus does is that it takes these two disparate things, those mikocha l'pol as midas kulan. What Malchus does is it takes these two things that seemingly are so different. Chesed and Gevura, Gedula and Gevura are so different. And yet Malchus can bring them together. Malchus is that capacity of a Kodesh Baruch Hu to make them all actualized, all real, all coming in together as one. That's why we say kol malchus, that this language of kol, of all encompassing. And so what have we said today? This is going to be end for today. That what is malchus? Malchus has this connection to seven. Malchus based on this pasuk of Lecha Hashem Abdullah Begur of Matiferes and Lecha Hashem Amlacha. And so we said first, you know, whether it's in Gur or in Chesed, we'll just give the Chesed example. Person wants to do Chesed, has a strong desire to do Chesed, and might know all the things that the person needs to do in order to effect Chesed, and yet has no actualization, no ability, capacity to make it happen, whether because of a lack of time or a lack of money. And when a person suddenly gets Malchus, when a person has the money and has the time and has the power, then all those things can actually take place. Malchus is when HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who wants to do good for us, who wants to express all those midos that we discussed to the Jewish people, to the world, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is only able to do that if HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the Melech. And that's what a Shekhinah really is. The Shekhinah is the capacity of HaKadosh Baruch Hu to affect good in this world. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu is residing within us, you can't have a Melech that's totally disconnected from the nation. Only when the Shekhinah is with the Jewish people, only when HaKadosh Baruch Hu is resting with us, can HaKadosh Baruch Hu affect goodness in the world. And so that will wrap up for today. And as is our minhag, we're also going to do a very, very brief thought on the parsha. And so for our brief thought on the parsha, so this week's parsha is Naso. And when we talk about, you know, bringing from koach al poa, taking something and creating the capacity for it, and the desire for it, and then ultimately the ability, I think that's actually the part of the tefillah that the kohanim give, and because kohanim that we give to our children in which Hashem every Friday night, that we say, Yivrechecha Hashem v'yishmerecha. You know, may God bless you and protect you. What does it mean that God should bless you and protect you? Rashi says, a lot of people say that Yivrechecha is that you should receive goodness, you should receive parnasa, you should receive money, that you should receive the good things that you may need of v'yishmerecha, and that God should protect you, that you should actually be able to do them, that you should make money and then be able to keep the money and not lose it because of this tragedy and that disaster and an economic crash, that the Kohanim bless the Jewish people and we bless our children, that you should develop that koach, that koach of having a means to do something with it, of having desire to do something good with your money, bishmerach, and you should protect it, that it should actually be able to come to fruition, that when you actually go to give the money away, when you go to spend the money on something good, that it can actually take place. So there's our idea about Shabbos that connects to our parsha. Yashar koach for learning together. I can't wait to learn together once again. Kol tov.